the record interview.
Angry students from Cuttington University say they want to go back to class. They traveled from central Liberia, where Cuttington University is located, to Monrovia to bring their story to officials in the capital. The students say that when they registered for classes, the university charged additional fees for textbooks and internet service, but the internet is not available on campus and the library does not have the textbooks they need. When the students began to protest, university administrators shut down the school. Ewan Nima is president of the student government.
4 weeks into the semester, we're faced with serious concerns. These concerns include services that were paid for and were not rendered by the administration to the students, thereby creating an unhealthy educational environment.
The university has been closed for more than a month, and some students are now worried they will not be able to graduate on time. Nima says the administration was wrong to close the university.
This decision, we must say, is not in the best interest of the students because we pay the fees we expected to be in school. We weren't benefited from certain services when they raised questions the administration took. The bold step to shut down the university.
Founded by Episcopal missionaries in 1821, Cuttington University is one of Africa's oldest private schools. It is also the second biggest university in Liberia, behind the University of Monrovia. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.